Be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you've heard in the children's message, as hopefully you have read in the church sign when you drove into the parking lot, and now as you notice on your sermon outline provided for you in your handout, and I guess even on this creative slide that Ewald has created, the title of our sermon is Upside Down Is Right Side Up. Based on our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, verse 7, which again reads, "And John was preaching and saying, after me comes one who is mightier than I, and I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals." So again, I encourage you to follow your sermon outline as we consider this curious theme, upside down, is right side up. In almost every area of life, it can be said, up is good, and down is bad. People make every effort to move upward to higher and higher levels of status. The desired direction is always upward. If a professional man is in middle management, his goal is to move up to the executive level. If a woman is an assistant principal, her goal is to become the principal. If you're a second string player or a bench player on a sports team, your goal is to become a starting player and a star player. And the vocabulary of our world constantly points us upward with such terms as achievement, promotion, progress, advancement, upgrades. This is how we're conditioned to think from birth. You are not doing well unless you're moving onward and upward. So pervasive is this mindset that we have even fashioned words in our vocabulary which define and describe people who aren't showing upward progress. We use words like these: underachiever, low performance, unproductive. And I must say today that I'm personally saddened by the increasing number of sports figures in all sports, from high school to university to professional levels, who have been caught using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, and whose harm to their sport and to their bodies can never be repaired. Students cheat at school. Workers cheat at work. Politicians cheat in their official positions. Their motivations are all driven by the same impulse. They want to move onward. They want to move upward. This is the way it is in almost every area of human life. Now notice I said almost every area. There is at least one area in which the desired direction is actually downward, smaller, lesser. This one area is in the role of our discipleship and our following of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. What was it that John the Baptizer said about himself in relationship to Jesus? Here's what he said again in Mark 1, 7. "After me comes one who is mightier than I. I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals." John points downward, not upward. Now, listen to these next Bible passages and ask yourself which direction they're pointing. Mark 9, verse 34. He who would be the greatest among you must be the servant of all. Luke 18:14, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. But he who humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It doesn't take long that we don't discover that achievement in the kingdom of God moves in a different direction than achievement in our world. In the words of our sermon title, in the Christian life, upside down is right side up. Our Lord Himself points us in a different direction than the world points us. Our Lord invites us to embrace humility instead of haughtiness. Service to others over personal status. Self-denial over self-gratification. Personal sacrifice over personal security. Do you see, according to the standards of the world, it's all topsy-turvy. In the eyes of Jesus, upside down really is right side up. And now in another passage, this idea of upside down is right side up. In another passage, John the Baptist says this about his relationship with Jesus. John says, I must decrease, but he must increase. And in yet another passage, John the Baptizer says about Jesus, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In these passages, John the Baptizer is saying to his disciples the same thing. He's saying to them, look, you who are following me, I have come what I was sent to do. I have come to prepare the way for Jesus. Now he is here. I must get out of the way. Stop following me. Start following him. I, John the Baptizer says, must decrease in popularity. He must increase in popularity. I must go down and get out of the limelight that he might be lifted up, that he might draw all people to himself. This is good advice for disciples of Jesus of every generation. We need to stop following anybody and everybody except our dear Lord Jesus. Now, I may read or hear something that Oprah or Dr. Phil had to say, but I'm still going to follow Jesus. I, at one time in my life, may have even been a follower of a different religion or of some famous person. But I'm going to follow Jesus. I may get a lot of advice from commercial advertisements, from infomercials on TV, from powerful people in education or politics, but I am determined to follow Jesus. Not only that, but it's important for you and me as disciples of Jesus to do what John the Baptizer did, to point others away from ourselves, to point others away from other distractions and point them only to Jesus. Behold, we can say with John the Baptizer, behold, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the sinless Savior who delivers us from the grip of hell. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light. Follow only Jesus. Now, Jesus himself is the very model of this idea of upside down is right side up. Because what did Jesus do? He gave up all the power and majesty of heaven that was his. He gave up being co-equal with the Heavenly Father. All that was up, He set aside so that he could come down. Come down to be born a man. Come down to be born our Savior, to give his life as payment for our sins. This is what St. Paul says. And this is how St. Paul describes this in Philippians chapter 2. Christ Jesus, being in the very nature God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, found in the appearance of a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Did you hear that? Jesus gave up his place at the right hand of the Heavenly Father so that he could take our place upon the cross. He went from the highest place to the lowest place. He whose hands created the universe allowed sinful men to drive nails through those hands for us and for our salvation. He who had it all gave it all up. And why did he do that? He did it for you. He did it for you. He did it for me. This master and powerful Lord of creation was born a helpless baby, that he could grow to be the Savior who redeemed all of all creation. This is whose birth we just celebrated at Christmas time. This Christmas babe, this crucified Savior, this risen Lord is the same one who said these words of himself. Listen to how Jesus describes himself. Mark 10:45, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In the life of Jesus, unlike any other person, it could be said upside down, he is right side up. Let me ask a very personal question this morning. Are you ready? Why are you here? You may be here for many reasons, but hopefully one reason is this. You want to be a better, a closer, or more faithful disciple of Jesus. That's good. One who is a disciple of Jesus strives to be like John the Baptizer. A disciple of Jesus is one who wants to take, who willingly takes a back seat to Jesus. A disciple of Jesus knows who the servant is and who the master is. We don't come to church so we can be in charge. We don't come to church so we can have it our way. We don't come to church so we can get what we want. We don't come to church so that we can be lifted up. We come to church so we can serve. We come to church that we might be strengthened, so we can live our lives as followers of Christ through the Monday through Saturdays of our lives. We come to church to do as John the Baptizer did, to lift up the name of Jesus and to point others to him. My friends, how our church, how this congregation could be completely transformed and revitalized if each of us saw Sunday not just as a day to get something for myself, but as a day to praise Jesus and to lift him up. A day to serve God and others and not just be served. A day, novel thought, a day to bring another person with me, that they might sit with me in worship, that they might come into Jesus' presence, that He might change their life for all eternity. Lord, teach us here at Trinity Lutheran Church these crucial lessons that John the Baptizer proclaimed. We must decrease so Jesus might increase. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. And the greatest among us is the servant of all. This is not the way of the self-serving, self-promoting, self-advancing, me, me, me world in which we live. But this is the way of Jesus. And it is the way of those who follow him. Upside down is right side up. My friends, Jesus alone can change lives. Jesus alone can dry tears. Jesus alone can forgive sins. Jesus alone can escort people to life everlasting. And so we exist as individual Christians. And as a Christian congregation, not to exalt or serve ourselves, but to exalt the name of Jesus and serve Him by pointing others to Him. We do not come here to individually ask, what's in it for me? We do not, as a congregation, ask, how can we build our budget or build our attendance figures. Instead, we do ask, what best serves God and what best serves the needs of others? Upside down is right side up. It is the way of John the Baptizer. It is the way of Jesus. May it be our way, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. We now worship our Lord with His offerings.